Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether.
Good morning. I'm Deb Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Hi, Jack.
Good morning.
The state has announced that it's ending subsidies for Flint water bills this month. They've cost the state about $40 million so far. The city had expected those subsidies to last until the end of March, but now city officials say they're concerned that they'll have to make budget cuts to cover the difference. After a meeting with Flint's mayor yesterday, Governor Snyder says his decision still stands. What's the administration's reasoning for ending those subsidies?
Well, they say the water quality has improved to the point where it's not any worse than some other cities, although people like Jim Ananick, the Senate Minority Leader who lives there, says he's refusing to drink the water or give it to his 18-month-old. This sort of seems to continue a pattern of the Snyder administration sort of having a deaf ear to the suffering in Flint. Now, it may well be that the water is better, but it seems sort of politically ill-advised to sort of spring that on people. The mayor herself initially didn't seem very upset, and then she realized other people were, and she's supposed to have a press conference about this at 2 o'clock today. So what is clear is that people still don't trust the water, and I'll be very interested to see how many of them actually do pay their water bills.
At a meeting with Detroit parents and school administrators Monday, one of the governor's advisors told the crowd there's no way in the world the state will close 38 schools this year. That's the number on the state's list of schools at risk for closure. The majority of them are in Detroit. Rich Baird also seemed to hedge on what closure actually means. Is this the start of the Snyder administration backing away from closing schools?
No, because they've done this before. They did this last year, and Rich Baird, in some of the most Orwellian, almost ludicrous language I've ever seen, said, we have to think about closure in terms of closing out failure, not closing out schools, not closing out buildings, and not closing out educational offerings. Well, I don't know what the heck that means by anything. The problem is that the legislature refused to give the Detroit mayor the authority to determine where new schools could go. The charter school lobby doesn't want any interference with what they want to do, and so there's no regulation of schools. Schools are closing in places where parents don't have cars, access to transportation. So it really sort of is a mess, and I predict no schools or almost no schools will actually be closed. This is just blowing smoke.
Longtime Michigan State University gymnastics coach Kathy Klagis has resigned. That came a day after the university suspended her. Two women say they told Klagis about allegations of sexual assault by team doctor Larry Nassar 20 years ago and were brushed off by the coach. Nassar's facing a number of local and federal charges. The number of women involved in the civil suits and the criminal investigations is into the dozens already. What should Michigan State do to make sure this case is handled properly moving forward?
It's really clear that there was sort of a dreadful culture in the sports world, women's sports world in Michigan State. It would seem, from what we know, that Klagis, the coach who just resigned, was covering up for the team doctor, telling these young women, or so the young women say, that this was perfectly legitimate treatment when it was anything but. And we have to ask, of course, who knew what and when did they know it? And it's highly unlikely to me that only this one coach and only this one team doctor knew what was going on. I think this is going to be a big problem for Michigan State in the weeks and months going forward.
Later today, mourners will be able to pay their respects to Mike Ilitch, who will lie in repose at Fox Theater in Detroit. Ilitch died Friday at the age of 87. He founded Little Caesars Pizza and later bought the Detroit Red Wings and the Detroit Tigers. What are some of the highlights and controversies that will be part of his legacy?
You know, I wonder whether you and I might eventually be laid out in the Michigan radio newsroom. This is sort of continuing a trend. They did it with Ernie Harwell, but not this week, I hope. But at any rate, certainly Mike Ilitch was a catalyst in the revitalization of downtown Detroit, beginning with the Fox Theater. But there are a lot of people who question whether the taxpayers should have had to pay the millions and millions of dollars they did to build stadiums, essentially playpens, for a billionaire's hobby. So Mr. Ilitch would be remembered as a man who was instrumental in the revitalization of downtown Detroit, but who first and last was interested in making money for the Ilitch empire.
Jack, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition. And you're listening to Michigan Radio.